This is Mark Steiner, and today is February the 26th.
Me cry when you said goodbye. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain.
Ain't that a shame? Fats Domino, whose birthday is today. Born in New Orleans, Louisiana. Today he is 87 years old. He was born into a musical family that inspired him to play. His dad was a violinist, and his uncle, jazz guitarist Harrison Verrett, taught him how to play. When Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans, Fats' house was flooded. He was rescued by a Coast Guard helicopter. We're happy he's still with us today, and we wish Fats a very happy birthday. And we do love our blue jeans, don't we? We also have to say happy birthday to Levi Strauss, who created denim overalls for miners. Then the craze began. He was born on this day in 1829. In 1869, the 15th Amendment was passed after 4 years of battling in Congress. It guaranteed that the right to vote, quote, shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or any state on account of race, color, or previous condition of servitude, and that Congress will, quote, have the power to enforce this article with appropriate legislation. The Civil War had ended in 1865, but the war for rights of newly freed black citizens were not. Black people did not have the right to vote in 8 of the northern states, and black codes were being adopted throughout the South to limit the freedom of formerly enslaved people. This amendment to guarantee the right to vote was a compromise that did not outlaw literacy tests, poll taxes, and more. Then President Johnson vetoed it, but was overridden by radical Republican leadership. And then they were also buoyed later by the victory of Ulysses S. Grant as president. Today we commemorate the day in 1926 that Carter G. Woodson created Negro History Week. Congress made the Grand Canyon a national park in 1919, and 10 years later, President Coolidge did the same thing for the Grand Tetons in Wyoming. It was a time of explosive growth of national parks in America with a growing environmental consciousness, but this was also land held sacred by many Native peoples, and it was no longer in their control. Today, Wyatt Outlaw was lynched in North Carolina in 1870. A hero in battle during the Civil War, he came home to North Carolina to lead his newly freed brothers and sisters, becoming a county commissioner and militia commander to defend newly freed people. His militia literally fought white militias and enforced laws in both white and black worlds. He became a target of the White Brotherhood and the Ku Klux Klan. And today, in 1870, he was dragged from his home and lynched. And the war known as the Kirk Holden War broke out in response. The first attack on the World Trade Center occurred today in 1993 when a bomb exploded in the garage, collapsing several floors in that garage and hitting a subway tunnel. 6 people were killed and over 100 were injured. The following year in May, 4 men were sentenced to life in prison for that attack. One of those convicted was Ramzi Youssef, whose uncle was one of the Al-Qaeda leaders and who trained with them. He said that this would be only the first attack to come against the United States. Paul Revere's ride into the night to warn that the British were coming is the stuff of American legend. But what about Sybil Ludington? Who? Never heard that name? Well, many have not. She was just 16 years old. She rode 40 more miles in distance than Paul Revere. She went from 9 p.m. until dawn, staved off night riders with just her staff, and saved the day by mobilizing troops in the face of the British coming. So let us all remember the brave night ride of Sybil Ludington, who passed away on this day in 1839. And here's a song for you, February the 26th. It is one of the most influential musicians in the 20th century, who celebrates his birthday today. The musician was born in Kingston, Arkansas, and he made a name for himself mixing the genres of rock and roll, rockabilly, blues, folk, and gospel. I'm talking about the man in black, Johnny Cash, who would have been 83 today. He passed away in 2003.
Accidentally in St. Paul, Minnesota, and it told me.
To continue your exploration of this day in history, visit SteinerShow.org for resources. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.